everybody. Welcome to the Allow Loose Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel. You all know that that means his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. We have so many wonderful and interesting beings that have come through. We've been doing the show for over a year, and it's just been fabulous. We get no advance notice, so it's a lovely surprise for us, too. So, let's go. Here we go.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Geronimo.
Geronimo, wonderful. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
For our callers and listeners, would you tell a bit about your last life here on the planet?
I was a chief of the Apaches, and I had a very interesting life.
Oh, yes, I bet you did.
Indeed, I did.
Okay, that's great. We have Verna. Verna, are you there? Verna?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, barely. Can you speak into your phone?
Okay.
Hello, dear one.
Well, Geronimo, it's a blessing to talk with you tonight.
Thank you, dear one.
I have a question that I've kind of heard and I've kind of read some things. When you die, the physical body is led toward a tunnel and you see light. But I've read that if you go in that tunnel, you are trapped in the area of reincarnation, that you should go directly to the great central sun. What is correct?
What is correct is have no fear. The fear will lead you astray and into things you don't want to do. Have zero fear.
Okay, I understand. That makes sense. And I have one other question. Does Jake hear what I say to him when I speak to him in my mind?
Only if it's during a day that ends in Y.
Only during a day what?
Only if you do that in a day of the week that ends in Y.
Is there anything he wants me to know or wants to tell me?
He says he will be back.
Oh, I was hoping he wouldn't come back. This is such a difficult realm.
He said he will.
What?
He loves you. He doesn't care about the difficulties.
I know. I love him, too. I'm having a terrible time with this. Okay, I'm going to say namaste and let someone else talk. Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Thank you, Verna. That's lovely.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Barbara, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good evening.
Barbara, could you limit your list to three? Yes. Could you limit your list to three questions, please, tonight?
Geronimo.
Okay. Barbara?
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes, Bitcoin. Is that a good investment?
There are better, but it's okay.
Is Joe Lieberman, is he a good choice for Trump for the head of the FBI?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Indeed.
Will he be the one that is the chosen one?
I believe so, dear one.
Aaron Hernandez, they found letters in from the prison that he was a very rude prisoner and making all kinds of bad notes and everything. Was his death accidental by hanging, or did somebody, was he killed?
Let's say that he was assisted in his desire to leave.
He assisted?
He was assisted.
He was assisted?
In his desire to leave the planet.
One more. Al, he was my husband, and he left June 9th and 3 years ago. Will he be back?
That's highly questionable.
It's highly questionable?
Yes.
So in other words, he's not going to be back?
Most likely.
Okay. Thank you very much, Geronimo. I did have one more question, but I guess it wouldn't be good to answer it, ask right now.
Well, namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Okay, next we have Cindy. Cindy, are you there?
Hi.
Hi,
thank
Cindy.
You for coming, Geronimo. What's ironic is maybe I should call back on a different line because this is not coming through very well. Hello?
I think this will work. Yes, I think this one will work.
Okay. What's ironic is a man that I'm working with, he's part Indian. And his name is Geronimo is what he uses. So, Mary, am I limited to certain questions?
No, Cindy, go ahead.
Okay. So, we're going to get on Cobra for a moment. He's saying there's new technology with weather modification that it's small enough to fit in a van. About what is the ETA when these will no longer work?
When they will no longer work. That's
correct.
The
where they can af- sorry?
The end of March next year.
Okay. It's also been said that HARP is generating rifts in the time continuum. Is this true?
Not large ones, but yes.
So how does it affect the rest of the universe?
The thing is, dear one, that every being in existence can choose the timeline and the world that they want to live on, moment by moment.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
It does not take away their choices.
Okay. On the last call, Guinevere said that. What?
Or your choices. It doesn't take away your choices either.
Okay. On the last call, Guinevere stated that she was working with Trump, helping to sort of like educating him on what is happening and what is being kept from this, what's being kept from him. Does she come to him physically or is it mentally? I don't know the appropriate word to say.
I think you would call it apparition.
Oh, so how does he take that? How does Trump take that when she comes as an apparition?
That is the least of the things he's having to get used to, dear one.
Oh, okay. So is his wife also being made aware of all of this?
Not all, but a lot of it.
Oh, okay. So is anyone coming to her also to help her with everything that's going on?
Yes, dear one. There are those who assist her as well.
Okay. The Shimmeron group, which Cobra talks about, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it, are they and the Archons still controlling the 1,000 approximately active Jesuit agents?
That is true.
Okay. Do you have approximate ETA when the Shimmeron and the Archons, however you pronounce it, will no longer have this ability to control these people?
If you go to July 19th of this year and then proceed a year further.
Okay. And then he was talking about, I'll try to pronounce this, Sintamanami stone?
Yes.
You know, okay. They're saying it's like black goo in a sense, and that is this negative or positive? It's on Long Island plus other stones around the world, I guess.
There are Sintamani stones that have been placed on Long Island to negate the effect of the accelerator that is there.
Ah, so those stones are working very hard. Okay.
Yes.
Tolik, is he a good source?
Repeat the question.
Tolik, T-O-L-E-C, is he a pretty good source like Cobra is?
Not quite as good, but close.
Okay. He says there's about 72 reptilians left that are causing problems. Is this accurate? Is there more or less, or it's not true at all?
There's a few more than that, but not many.
So about how long before they're no longer affecting us?
Let me ask somebody who makes that occur. How long?
Well, I'd like them to be done now, actually. Okay. Benjamin... What? Okay, Benjamin Fulford is saying that the Pope is, another story, is saying that the Pope is making it where the priest that was abusing children, that they're getting away with not being brought to justice. Is this an accurate story?
Yes, but those priests will be having to account in civil areas.
Okay, so why is the Pope allowing this to happen?
He knows that it matters not. So he appears to be the good guy for the church.
Okay. And then I have a local question to ask about. I live in Sedona, Arizona area, and there's what's called the Bradshaw Ranch that back in the 60s, Bob Bradshaw sold the ranch, whether he wants. I don't know if he did it willingly or he had no choice, but it belongs to corporate America at this point in time. Why did corporate America buy this ranch?
Because it's a landing place for ET ships.
Oh, okay. Good ETs or bad ETs?
ETs.
Oh, both?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's not advisable to go out in, because you can't actually access it. It's all fenced off. There's black unmarked helicopters going by. So it's not a good area to go around just to look. Is that accurate?
How can I put this? Absolutely.
Absolutely, it's not a good place to go. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's all I have at the moment. Thank you for coming, Geronimo. Oh, there is one question. What have you been doing since you have not been in the physical form on Earth?
I've been helping those individuals who have things to contribute in society step up to do that.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you being here, and thank you, Mary and Rod. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. For your question about were you limited to trees, you ask excellent questions, and so I feel that that it's appropriate to be more liberal sometimes with you, okay? So if anybody's offended by that, I apologize, but we are trying to keep this call as of high quality as possible. And we welcome all callers to ask at least one or two questions or three.
That is not an appropriate statement. You are keeping it high quality.
Okay, we are keeping it high quality. All right, we do our best. Okay. Okay, Brett, thank you for coming back again. You're up, and could you limit yourself to three, please?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, okay, Brett, speak up.
And who
Hello,
am I Jerry. Talking to tonight? Geronimo?
This is Geronimo.
And what sphere or dimension, how high up are you in the levels?
I'm seventh dimension.
Okay, and last week, or the week before, Sitting Bull mentioned that it is true that the eighth sphere, the eighth dimension, is at one-ment with God. So if you're in the seventh dimension, are you yourself moving towards the eighth dimension of at one-ment with God?
That is coming for me, yes.
Thank you. I really enjoy that answer. So you acknowledge Sitting Bull's answer?
I do.
Okay. Now, from what I'm understanding from Yeshua ben Joseph, is he's saying that entities in the sixth sphere or sixth dimension, which is called an avatar, which is slightly power, Buddha and many others, they do not acknowledge that there's anything higher. They think they're at the highest. Do you have any, and they don't don't acknowledge that they can go up to the next sphere. Do you have any comments on that?
There are many who spin fanciful tales.
Okay.
That is my comment.
Okay. And then there's much talk about ascension. Ascension for the people on this earth can actually ascend to the fifth dimension. And a lot of it has to do with increasing, turning your body into light increasing your light quotient, becoming more and more light. And is there any steps that we can do to increase our light quotient and become more and more light? Or can you comment on that subject?
The first thing to be done, Derwin, and the most difficult, I think you would agree, is to improve your consciousness.
A consciousness, switching it or more and more going to a consciousness of love, I would suggest.
Of love and Christ, yes.
And a Christ consciousness or just a love consciousness?
Christ consciousness.
Okay, and I'm working on that so much and practicing it every day. And there's also the soul has can have different conditions, and you want the soul to have a love condition. So are you aware of people's soul conditions?
I can easily do that.
So I'm really working on switching my soul condition to that of love. Can you remote view and tell me if I'm having any progress to moving my soul condition to a soul condition of love?
The short answer is yes. The long answer is you would get there quicker if you would quit questioning it.
Okay. Okay, and I think I've done all my questions, but any other on the light quotient and becoming more and more light and absorbing light? Any other thing you can say on absorbing light and increase this thing about the silicon body and increasing the light quotient and the silicon body, and is there anything you can say in that area? Because we're at a carbon-based body, and we're switching to a silicon light body. Is there anything you can say on that subject?
That's just part of the progression to ascension.
So it is a progression. Oh, okay. And the fact that I'm spending hours and hours of meditation on that, is there any subliminal results that I'm having in my body, that because I am spending so much time meditating and asking for my is there a slight progression going on?
You are progressing, but if you would like, I will give you something you can do that will make you progress much faster.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Love children.
Okay. And I would imagine to quit eating meat, dead flesh of animals would progress further to make your body more and more light?
Not a chance.
Wait a minute. So you don't agree or you agree?
I don't agree.
So you think eating meat will make your body turn into light faster?
What I'm saying, dear one, it's your consciousness that matters most.
Oh, okay. Yes, I understand that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I'm tuning off for another, so somebody else can ask a question. Is there any final final thing you'd like to say to me before I go?
Thank you, Brett, very much.
Thank
you.
Goodbye, Geronimo.
Most welcome, dear one.
Okay, Jerry, welcome. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't really have any questions, just listening in.
Just what?
Don't really have any specific questions, just listening in.
Okay.
Jerry, do you want to know anything about the book and the donations and so forth?
Yes. What to do to allow the donations? Thank you.
The most potent thing you can do is put a button on your website and send people to that button.
Okay.
Okay.
We did a new video. Is it advisable to get the new video up?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste, Geronimo.
Thank you, Jerry. Let me take a quick break here and give phone numbers. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, we'd love to have you do that. The toll-free line is 888-627-6008, and the alternate number, 323-744-4831. And we are privileged to have our guest today as Geronimo, who was chief of the Apache, and with the lighting, delightful for us to have him here. Since donations have come up, I would like to mention that we do this show every week from the Allow Love Foundation. And so it being a private charitable foundation, 501c3, we would love. We've never asked or even mentioned any financial support. But if anybody is interested and would like to do that, it is a tax-deductible donation for you. And all you need to do is send me, you can send me an email, Mary, at my foundation at Fastmail, F like Frank, A-S-T-M-A-I-L, .fm, like Fastmail. That's my foundation at Fastmail.fm. And I will send you the information on how to donate to help support this show. We would love that. Okay, back to Geronimo. Do you have something you would like to share with our callers and listeners today, some special message?
Dear one, I have a recommendation for you. And that is that you fulfill yourself. Because it doesn't hurt anybody. What it does is it fulfills all that is. Literally all that is. So Fulfill yourself, please.
Beautiful, Geronimo. Thank you so much. I do have a couple of questions. I have started to send out something I call tidbits, where I try to offer the most accurate information at the time about what's going on with the banking and political situation, much of which is in contrast to a great deal of the misinformation and disinformation that is spread around the web. Can you comment? Are those of value?
Your one, was that tidbits or torpedoes?
Which do you prefer to call them?
I'm just asking.
You mean I'm torpedoing a lot of the garbage that's out there on the internet?
Indeed, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. So you're saying they're of value to at least some of the people who receive them?
I'm saying they're of value to everyone if they will allow themselves to open to the information.
Yeah. Okay. And this is where the word allow is so, so important. It's so important so many places. Beautiful, beautiful word. Okay, my next question centers around a very recent email about James Comey, who was head of the FBI, with his history and some really nasty stuff he's been involved in. Is that email basically correct in his historical perspective?
Indeed it is.
Okay. Okay, I will send it out. And then I also understand that Comey made a speech to the Senate just before he was fired that was supporting Trump's position on the immigration and the terrorism. He said that every one of 300 refugees that the FBI had already listed as terrorists came from the exact seven nations that Trump had wanted to put the stops on. Was Comey trying to save his rear in making the speech?
Will the sun come up tomorrow, dear one?
Yes. So the information was correct, and he was also trying to save his rear. Right.
All of the above, as they say.
Okay. Okay. Got it. All right. Zach Poof just sent out an email about a European bank, which he did not name, which is undoubtedly why, about bankers again stopping the funds to the humanitarian and infrastructure projects that he says he wants to run. The bankers have been stopping these funds for months and months. It's been almost a daily occurrence. Can you speak to this latest stop by the European Bank?
The cabal isn't totally out of the picture yet. Period.
Okay. So that's it.
Yeah.
The article gave it a history of this bank now that the regulatory guys are uncovering because of this incident with Zap's funds, okay, for the humanitarian purposes. Is that history basically correct, where they're undercoming a lot of dirt?
Yes, but many of the banks that you would dig into, you would find the same.
Same thing. So even though the banking situations globally are being addressed and have been addressed for months, years, we've got a long ways to go. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, dear one, open your bank.
Oh, yes, that's the host in my, actually the host's latest idea. And also thinking about one of his sons heading up the bank, if the son at some point is willing. Is that an appropriate path to pursue?
Absolutely is.
Okay.
Yes, go for it.
And the son is capable, the older one, of actually running a bank?
That he is.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you. All right, I think we'll pursue that. particularly with the latest incidents we've had with the banks where we're using here now in Hawaii, which has really been pretty rotten.
Why do you think your home
back? Okay, reinforcement to open our own bank, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Most people, I think, don't realize that Hawaii has no mainland banks. There are only two major Hawaiian banks, and both of them have their shortcomings. And everything else here is, like, marginal, too. Don't use them. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay.
Or as they say, your craft will be obvious if you try.
I love it. Thank you, Geronimo. Okay. There's a new email about Dennis Kucinich basically supporting Trump and fingering the deep state trying to destroy Trump. Just another source to speak out. Is this true from Dennis?
Yes, it is true. The deep state, or shall we say, call it like it is, the cabal, mm-hmm. does not want anything to move forward. They want it to move the other direction. They're not going to be happy with him ever.
Right. And the more he accomplishes, the unhappier they get, right?
Correct.
And at the same time, more and more of the upper-level cabal people and the minions are being taken out or neutralized. Is that not true?
That is absolutely true. Thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness. That their ranks are dropping fast. Okay. There's another email that speaks to Trump having four generations of Jewish ties. I'm not saying this is good or bad, but I'm not sure it's the truth. Can you speak to that?
Well, one of the things that the forces of the dark, shall we say, likes to do when they're losing, and they are losing, thank goodness, is to put out disinformation. And this is part of that.
Okay, so there may be some truth in that email generationally, but most of it is pretty iffy or pretty off base or pretty somebody's wishful thinking creation.
Yeah, well, you can make up scenarios and then try to paint them as facts, but
okay.
But they're still not.
Yeah, they do that all the time. And our media is number one in that regard.
Well, that's their job.
Right.
Correct?
That's what they're paid to do, right?
That's what they're paid to do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. There's something else that surfaced that I was not aware of that is called the Art Embassies Program, which was set up a number of years ago, probably by Skull and Bones individual. That provides a private shipping channel around the world between the embassies that can feed Pizzagate and pedophile situations. Is that true?
That is so.
Good grief. So just another way to cover up nasty activities without getting customs involved and all of that.
They've been at this for decades, dear one.
I believe that. Yeah. So they're really pretty good at it, except they're still losing. Yay. Okay. There's also a lot of talk about Israel having the biggest nuclear arsenal in the world. But aren't the Galactics keeping all of that under control?
War on your planet is not going to be tolerated, not in any large scale ever again.
And you mean war, nuclear or otherwise, in any large scale?
I mean any kind.
Any kind. I love it. It is time for that to be bye-bye. Okay. There is a new car coming out, an electric car called the Lucid, I believe. Does that, it's described very well, and it's gorgeous to look at. Is this a good thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing, dear.
Okay. And is it truly going to be available in the next 2 to 3 months for public purchase?
Thereabouts, dear one.
Thereabouts, okay.
But I'm not sure it has enough horsepower for you.
Really?
Yeah, it only has 1,000.
I think that'll work.
Oh, okay.
I mean, for goodness sake, we live on Maui. There's only so much we can do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we'll get one of those. I noticed that you can put down a deposit to get on the list. I present, and the list starts at 255 actual cars, I believe. Is that list anywhere close to full as far as deposits that have been made?
Close, but not full.
Not full. So we can still get in if we hustle, if we are able to hustle a bit.
If you're able to hustle, you can do it.
Okay, good. Good, good. Okay. Is it true that solar energy this last year has overtaken the fossil fuel expansion worldwide?
Yes, it has, and there will be even better sources coming.
Oh, yes. We know about the nice black box that's just going to sit outside your house and feed your whole house for everything and feed your cars and feed the grid, if the grid still exists, even if, I guess it will for a while. Okay, true?
It will.
Totally free energy comes right out of the air, whatever.
Out of the ether.
Out of the ether. Okay, that's the correct word. Okay, good. There's an email out about a whole list of future events, a lot of which we thought was pretty much right on. One of the things mentioned was the Tricorder X. It was said to be coming out in 2017, this year. And it would be, of course, a model of the Tricorder used on Star Trek Next Generation. Is it coming that soon, or is it going to be later on?
It might be a tad later, but not much.
So I presume that we are still to get the machines that we have committed ourselves to in the meantime before the Tricorder's available?
Indeed.
Indeed, because we'll get them sooner.
Yes. Right.
So they will fill the time until we're able to get Tricorders.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Great. Okay. 3D printing is growing like crazy, is it not?
It certainly is.
And it's of great value?
Yes, it is.
Anything we should know about that as far as people planning for their future?
There are going to be several nifty things you can do with that, so don't limit your thinking.
Oh, okay. Like it can do like a lot of different things is what you're saying.
That's right.
Okay. All right. All right. One of our callers brought up Bitcoin. My own intuition from the very beginning was really not to get involved in that, but I have friends who have. You said that it's okay, but there's better stuff, is what you're saying?
There is.
Okay. Is the better stuff as well known as Bitcoin?
Not as well known, no.
No. Is there anything you want to name that would be a help, or we just let that go for now?
Anything that you invest in that promotes the health and well-being of humanity is going to do well.
Okay, because that's where we're headed. Totally.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. What's called the New Silk Road, becoming the world land bridge between all of Europe and Eurasia and Asia. This is in process, is it not?
That is so.
Can you tell us anything about what it's doing, where it's been completed, what it's accomplishing at this time?
What it is accomplishing the extreme ease and speed of travel of goods between all those countries.
Across that entire continent, part of which is called Europe and part of which is called Asia, and a bunch of other associated, geographically associated countries, right?
And in the not too distant future, America.
America.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're going to have to build a pretty interesting bridge. I think we'll use the ocean, will we not?
It will be underground for sure.
Underground. Oh, underwater or underground? Whatever, right?
It will not be on the surface.
Not the surface. All right. That works. We have a caller. I'm sorry. I didn't catch the name. Welcome.
Lynn. Hello, it's Lynn. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you. Hello. Is this Geronimo?
It is indeed.
Yes, okay. I'm just looking into the past and future to develop new body, mind, spirit healing centers in every community. Sort of a new, let's see, WPACCC type of new health and human services and social healer services of the future. And I'm just wondering, what do you see about it? Basic guaranteed income with single payer for all these community services, but these body, mind, spirit healers need these centers for the new mental health care facilities. And what do you see about that happening? When?
The facilities?
Yes. Where people are taken instead of foster care and juvies and jails and all that, you know, that they're actually taken in for healing.
You're going to find that occurring in the February-March time frame of next year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I will be successful with that endeavor.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Lynn. Hi, Brett. One question, please.
Yes, John.
Hi, there.
Yes,
hello,
I grew up in Malibu, California in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, and I had such an affection for the Chumash Indians, and that was their territory before population came. And then I moved to the island of Kauai, and for 20 years, and had such an affection with the elderly Hawaiians. Can you comment on any of my my journeys through the territories that were Chumash and then were the ancient Hawaiians?
Dear one, you have a great interest in and love for all the indigenous people of the earth. You know that.
Yes. Okay, so that's my answer.
Yes. Do you have another question?
Yes, I do a breathing exercise where I say out loud, I am radiating love to all of life and all of God, and I do it with intention. Is that felt throughout the universe, or is it just, I do it with intention, but is it felt at all, or is it just idle words, even though I'm doing it with intention?
Yeah, when it's felt, as long as you believe it.
So intention, the intention is manifesting.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Jay Winston.
I'll see you next week or whoever calls next week. Thank you. Bye.
Namaste.
Thank you, Brett. Okay. One more thing before we finish. There's a new COBRA email about that covers quite a number of things. Operation Prison Break is going well. That's freeing the planet. Is that true?
And if I were you, I would be dancing in the streets.
And it truly is a prison break for humanity, is it not?
Truly.
Yeah, good name, okay? He speaks of a plasma web across the universe. Is this something that you can address or that we should know something about?
This is a kind of safety net.
Oh.
And it is a good thing.
Oh, so it's been put in place by the creator, prime creator, or somebody in order to help kind of hold everything together and keep it connected?
Yes.
Yes, okay, good. All right. He also says that scientists are discovering that dark energy does not exist. Now, I didn't read the rest of the comment, so I'm not sure exactly what he means, but can you comment on that?
It becomes a matter of what you mean by the word.
Okay. So it's not addressing what we might call evil or bad stuff, which does exist.
Yes.
Yes. And probably in order for us to learn to turn to the light, right? As much as anything?
Bingo.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, I think that's it for today, Geronimo. Thank you so very much for being here. We're very grateful, and we appreciate your beautiful answers and responses to our callers and my questions. Okay?
You're entirely welcome, Dylan, and I have this to say in closing. Go get them.
In other words, step up, follow your passion, get yourself in gear to do good for humanity in whatever fashion that is.
Contribute.
All right. Well, our cat is now deciding to contribute. Okay. One of our cats.
What a wonderful being.
Oh, isn't he something? Yes. Oh, he's sneezing again. Oh, well.
You know why he's sneezing?
Yes, he wants a bigger house and a bigger yard, and he's kind of allergic to this place we're in temporarily.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you again so very much. Namaste.
Most work.
Namaste.